Warning.
The Speed Golf Baby audio experience contains radical ideas about how fast you can play golf and how good you can feel while you play. If that's not your thing, there are 1,000 golf podcasts you can listen to instead, so go find one of those. And now, Speed Golf Baby, let's go. I'm Adam Lorton, executive producer of Speed Golf Baby. Welcome to the Speed Golf Baby audio experience, where we're keeping up with speed golf, the faster, fitter variant of the beautiful game of golf. Whether you tee it up or drop it on the ground, please subscribe to the podcast on whatever platform you're listening to. Please rate and review us. It's a par five for Speed Golf Baby, 5 stars. And if you haven't yet, subscribe to the Speed Golf Baby YouTube channel to get sweet, tangy, short-form videos in your feed. And finally, if you're speed golf curious, get the Speed Golf Starter Pack for free over at speedgolf.baby/start. Last time on the Speed Golf Baby audio experience, we previewed the 2024 U.S. Tour season with Speed Golf USA director Scott Dawley. On today's episode, we're bringing you a throwback, the 2023 Missouri Speed Golf Open Round 1 audio experience. This is the audio from the broadcast, so you can hear what happened while you're walking your dog or doing the dishes or whatever it is you're doing right now. So lace up those running shoes because we're headed to Springfield, Missouri. And now, the broadcast.
We're just going to run this board as humanly possible and make as many birdies as we possibly.
It's the 2023 Missouri Speed Golf Open, baby.
Speed Golf, baby! Let's go!
Speed Golf, baby, let's go! I'm Adam Lorton. You're watching the 2023 Missouri Speed Golf Open. Got busy last year, took a little while to put this video together, and joining me today, a man who is no stranger to the subtleties and stresses of speed golf video. Search Pink Streak Speed Golf on YouTube and you will find him. It's the best behind the scenes speed golf content in the game. Nick Evans, welcome to the broadcast.
Hello, speed golf world. Let's go.
Let's go. All right, looking forward to seeing you, Nick, in just a few days for the first Indy Speed Golf Open. Forecast right now says 50 and rainy. But Nick, while you're here, will you tell us what's the speed golf community like in Indianapolis?
Well, we are fast growing. We did not have, other than Gary Sobczak and I, had anybody playing, but now we've got 15 guys signed up and a gal. And so we're excited to put on the first Indy Speed Golf tournament. Officially.
Back to Missouri. We've got 3 featured speed golfers getting ready to take the tee in Springfield. They're playing Horton Smith Golf Course, one of the oldest speed golf hotspots in the country, host of 2 U.S. Open Speed Golf Championships, and the site of the speed golf world record. This is golf par 70, time par 46 minutes and change. This place is fast and flat, and the speed golf scores will reflect it. First on the tee, it's the southpaw from Springfield, Nick Gooden. He was your runner-up on paper at the 2022 U.S. Open right here at Horton, got dinged with a couple of unfortunate penalty strokes, and learned a valuable lesson from that. Nick Evans, this guy can make birdies. Am I right?
He can make birdie, and I've seen him make several eagles from just about anywhere. I'm excited to watch Nick play here.
Carrying the driver, you can expect him to be bombing it. Next up, it's his Speed Golf Baby debut, Garrett Holt. He is the teaching pro at Horton Smith. He's got an unconventional golf swing and just the nicest guy in the world. He is an absolute mensch, Nick.
No, I love Garrett. The last 3 or 4 events I've been in Missouri, this is the first one I've missed since 2020. So I'm excited. I've not really ever played a full round with Garrett, so I can't wait to see how his game shapes up with speed golf here.
Fantastic. And finally, a speed golfer who needs no introduction, talking about Scott Dawley, director of Speed Golf USA, the guy who set the world record here at Horton, a bogey-free 65 in 42 minutes. Nick, you filmed that round, and on behalf of speed golfers everywhere, thank you.
Oh, absolutely. I'm just glad that I decided to take that second round off just in case there was some kind of record that was going to take place. I was calling Fair on the phone. I had the GoPro out, sprinting back and forth, seeing where Jason was, and then Scott coming down the final 3 or 4 holes, throws in a birdie on 18. Incredible moment.
Freaking awesome, dude. And the first thing you're going to notice is that we had just a little bit of a technical difficulty with Nick Gooden's footage, which was that our esteemed camera professional somehow had the camera sideways when he started rolling. So the whole thing was in portrait mode, but somehow it was is rotated like this. Anyway, through the magic of computers, we've gotten it leveled out. And this is hole one, par five, 451 yards. And Nick Gooden, most likely driver 7-iron on this hole. He can hit this thing a mile. He is definitely looking for birdie here. Comes up just past pin high. Tiny little green here, Nick.
Oh, yeah. If you par this, you almost drop a shot to most of the field. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
Almost close on the eagle. Nice one-hander. Bam.
He's rocking the bullseye putter, and you notice a new feature on Speed Golf Baby, those two fire emoji, that shows he was 30 seconds under time par, 30 seconds or more under time par. One fire would be 15 seconds under time par. So that was a fast birdie for your guy, Nick Gooden. Garrett Holt on the tee. That takes it way past parallel there. I believe he's carrying 5 wood and some very tasteful shorts there. For our guy, found the right rough as well. Looks like Garrett will be going 5 wood, 5 wood.
Oh, yeah. Nice contact.
Good strike.
Love the shorts, too. I have to get a pair of those.
Heck yeah.
But yeah, this is such a gettable par five. Such a fun little start.
It is nice to start things on the right foot. And it looks to me, Nick, like these greens are not rolling quite as fast as they were in the 2022 U.S. Open. Those greens were, in my opinion, borderline unfair. Because these greens, while you know, or while the hole, some of the holes are short.
Oh my gosh!
Birdie for nice. Garrett Holt.
What a putt.
Fast birdie for Garrett Holt in 236 there. While some of these holes are gettable, a lot of small domed greens.
Absolutely. I remember you talking about it. You had to bounce it up 4 yards short is kind of what we were looking at.
Director on the tee, 5 golf clubs in the silo. Normally he carries 4, but I can understand why a person would want to carry driver on this golf course. There are a lot of driver holes. Oh, Scott has found the bunker here. Tougher to make birdie out of that fairway bunker, especially with the lip he's right against.
Yeah, it's tough to get it there from there with the lip.
Yeah, good strike there, but I'll bet that was 8-iron. I'll bet you we will find him 20 yards short, and indeed we do. Rough is looking thick.
Yeah, this
good is contact coming out of there.
This is such a small green, too, to start out with. That's a nice little pitch up there, though, out of that rough.
Yep. Birdie putt for the director, about 10 feet.
Oh,
just misses, tap in par in 2 minutes and 38 seconds. And with that, your hole one leaderboard, Nick Gooden on top, 1 minute and 34 seconds under Speed Golf par already. Looking good, but that long birdie putt from Garrett Holt, your number one highlight from hole number one.
I love everybody putting one-handed.
Yeah.
I love seeing it.
I don't think I've told you, Nick. I am debuting the kids putter this weekend. This will be my first time trying it.
That's awesome. I found a little driver to match for it, too, and a 7-iron. I'll show you. Can't wait.
Incredible. Driver and a wedge for Nick Gooden on the 421-yard par 4 second. Has missed the green. Uncharacteristic. This is a pretty big green. He's short and right, looking to get up and down for the par.
Yeah, that's right in his wheelhouse. And a nice easy tap.
Lips out the birdie chip. Gee whiz. All right. Well, are we on 59 watch already for Nick Gooden?
Nice standard par there. Burning some
guy
lips.
Looks dialed.
Yeah. Yeah, he's dialed in. He's one of the best pure golfers out there.
Absolutely. Loving the hustle from our camera operator, getting the down the line view. Garrett playing a little cut there, it looks like. But he's hit the fairway on hole number 2.
Yeah, perfect position. I mean, this hole is so wide open, you can almost not really get into trouble. That one tree
very
on the right,
that's
the one that gets people. But
yeah, you airmail the green long right. Hard to miss long right. That's where you find the greenside bunker. Garrett perfectly pin high. Got a birdie putt here. Let's make it 2 in a row.
Break it up.
Oh, he thought he had it, but it stopped breaking, rolled by about a foot. Very nice. Two-putt par for Garrett Holt, and that's another fast four.
Yeah, he's cooking.
Directors on the tee, hybrid in hand. What? Why no driver?
That's interesting.
Look right.
Interesting choice, because this is kind of a longer par four, too.
Longer par four and no trouble to speak of. Although, actually, that big tree, we've seen Jason Hawkins. You personally filmed Jason Hawkins getting into trouble when he hit that tree, made a double, and almost cost him, but did not cost him the 2021 U.S. Open.
Yeah, he bounced back from that after bouncing it through the trees perfect that year. A little short, but nice little chip up there.
Yeah.
For these guys, this is standard up and downs. I mean, 75-80% of the time, I expect to make a par from that distance.
Well, but Scott's 15 feet or so
he
here.
Got confidence. You see that one hand stroke?
Was not his best effort.
That
but,
was not.
Tap in five for the director. Still fast time, 2 minutes and 16 seconds. Let's look at your hole two leaderboard. Now, Garrett Holt, we're going to watch him almost make this birdie putt again. Garrett Holt on top of the leaderboard through two with a fast time there. He leads Nick Gooden by just 5 seconds.
Yeah, I'm going to hop out here.
All right, third hole, par three, 164 yards. This one has a tiny little green and it's domed. If you can hold this green, you have hit an incredibly accurate golf shot. And Garrett is going to be putting over the dome. Call this in the 30-foot range here.
This is a tough putt right here.
Very tough putt.
Get the pacing right. Turn.
Oh, nicely played by Garrett. Still a good four feet by. Oh, he hit it confidently, but lipped it out in for four there.
That was a
bit
of
a disappointing hole for Garrett. And as we've seen Nick Gooden's stand bag, I wanted to ask you, you have been a pretty vocal proponent of not having any carrying device, no bag, no silo. Are you still on team hold the clubs in your darn hands, Nick?
I'm team I'd like to play the silo, but I have Wilson Fat Shaft clubs from 20 years ago that I still use, so they don't fit in the revolver clip, so I have no choice. I'm starting to switch it around a little bit, so we'll see what the middle of the year brings. I've got some ideas.
Uncharacteristically poor chip there from Nick Gooden, just off the green, but still left it to 12 feet or so. Wasn't able to convert. He's in for a four. That's two bogeys for our featured speed golfers. Can Scott Dahle make up a shot here?
Yeah, see, there's the revolver there. He's got a cool pink one. I'm kind of jealous, to be honest.
Yeah, if you were going to carry one, you would carry pink,
that,
correct?
Yeah, I'm going to have to barter and trade for that thing later this year.
Love it. All right, one-hand putt from Scott Dahle. This is an excellent birdie look. Ooh, that just burns the edge. About 2 feet past. You can't do better than that with the green running away from you like that. Tickles it into the hole for a three in a minute and 4 seconds. Scott now has made up a shot, trails by only 58 seconds.
Yeah, that was a really good shot up there to that green from Scott.
Very nice.
Impressive.
No matter what your level of golf, we've got a way for you to enjoy the game even more. Introducing Q, an adjustable club you can play the whole game with. This Q club is not about saying that everything that we've been buying in golf clubs for the last 50 years is wrong. This is about saying that there's just another way to enjoy golf.
Coming up next is hole four, par four, 445 with a big honking tree up the right side, slight dogleg right. Making a four on this hole is what you want.
All right.
And Garrett Holt has popped it up off the tee. And this is the sort of thing that happens when you're in a hurry.
Almost a hole five.
That's right. 5 wood again for Garrett, looking to advance the ball right now. Came off a little low that time, low and cutting, but I believe he's going to have a look at the green, probably still 100 yards left to go.
Oh yeah, just on the edge, but he's got a decent look at it.
Go ball, he says.
I'm gonna hop out here.
All right. Garrett, three shots in, looking to get up and down for a bogey now. Oh, he says he's hit it a little hard. Yeah, he's at the back of the green, pins at the front. This green has a giant hump over it. This is a long bogey look for Garrett Holt. Watch this one closely. He wants it to slow down.
Oh, my gosh. Incredible.
He had no business making that putt, but that's a 5 in 2 minutes 48, and that was a it really saved him right
there.
That's
one of the best bogeys of the year right there, probably. That's got to be. That's incredible. And that tree is in no trouble from Nick. He's going to bomb it over that bad boy.
Nick, driver in hand, blasts it over the tree. He is on the right side here. Oh, camera guy's shadow. I like that Nick just took a second and said, hey, get the heck out of my way.
That was a critical shot to get it up and over there.
Yes, and he has not found the green yet. As a matter of fact, he's got a ticklish one here. He's going to have to play this probably high and soft. Oh. No trouble for a golfer of Nick's caliber. 3 feet to mop it up for the par.
That's
yes,
so good.
No problem. And that is a shot gained on his hometown friend, Garrett Holt.
That's so good.
Scott
so
Dolly.
Fast.
Yeah, man. Scott Dolly trails the leaders by about a minute here. Driver in hand. Big swing there from the director. Can anybody hit this fairway?
I don't.
Yes, he's done it.
I don't know if I've ever hit that fairway, to be honest. I'm usually under the tree.
Yeah. Looks like a little knockdown 8-iron there from 148. Scott, just like Garrett, has found the back of this green. Got to traverse that hump and then bring the ball to a stop. Nothing easy about this two-putt attempt here.
Are we going to see two?
Oh my goodness.
Gosh. Oh, the pace.
Great effort from Scott Dolly. Left it to a foot, tapped it in. And that is a 4 in 227. Another fast 4 for the director. All right, one more look at this. And Nico, I'm going to ask you to extend this clip and make sure we get the entire Garrett Holt bogey putt.
That's got to be one of the longest putts that you could even have on this golf course.
I agree. Driver again from Nick Gooden has been spraying it a little bit, although, you know, the scorecard is is not suffering too badly. All right, he's just barely in the out. This is in the hole four rough. Just lobs it over the trees here.
Yeah, that's a fun place to play from.
Yep. All right. Just short and left of the green. This is a pretty gettable up and down, especially with a fairway lie.
Is that up above on top of that ridge? Yep.
It is. He put it correctly on the shelf, about 4 feet for the par here.
Yep, just
one
short.
Hand, oh. Left hand. Oh, pushed it a tiny bit with the bullseye putter. And that's a 5 in 2 minutes, 40 seconds. And frankly, a chance for Garrett Holt and Scott to come back, grab a shot.
Left side, right by the cart path.
Oh man, the sun is so tough on this hole every year.
Mm-hmm.
To be able to find the ball. Normally search.
Contact sounded great out of that rough. I wanted to ask you another question, Nick, which is, do you carry the same clubs every tournament like Jason Hawkins, or do you customize the bag?
Depends on if the par threes are a little bit longer. I might take a 6-iron just to give myself mm-hmm. that 175, 180 yard shot.
In addition to what?
8-iron gap. I've been flirting with a 3-wood. And then obviously the pink streak, the old putter.
Whoa. 3-wood, you've always been a driver guy.
I have. And I think.
Oh my gosh.
Just taps in for bogey.
Bogey for Scott Dolly. Very nearly had the up and down there.
Yeah, that was a tough putt from way down there, that ridge.
Garrett, after a hot start, had that tough bogey on the fourth.
Right.
Looking down the right side here on the fifth.
Heads up.
Blinded by the bright. Yeah, that's tough to see. So it's probably about 150 out from about 160 from there.
That looks right to me. Mid iron in hand for Garrett. Full swing. All right, and still short and left. This is a tricky up and down. That's a good 30 yards, I would say.
You got to bounce it right into that ridge and let it trickle up.
That's the idea.
There we go.
Oh, Garrett, fantastic. Very happy. He's left it to a foot.
That's as tap in as it gets.
Four.
Nice.
Good stuff. All right, and Garrett moves ahead of Scott Dolly after Scott makes the bogey. Scott is plus two on the day. Garrett and Nick both plus one to golf par. Hole six, par three, 169. Little downhill, big receptive green. All you want to make sure you do is don't put it on the back, Nick Gooden. Although he's on the fringe. This is pretty doable here.
Yeah, it's not too bad from there.
Plays it with the putter.
Oh, that's a good
ideal distance.
That's a pretty good lead.
Do you do the
there.
Same thing? So he just ran around the flag to get to his ball. Do you do that too, or will you cut across your putting line?
Sometimes I do. It just depends. I try to make sure I don't kick my ball with my foot. So sometimes I make sure to stay clear of that.
Especially late in the round. I can get a little clumsy. I don't know about you.
100%. I usually come up short on this hole using the 8-iron, though. I don't take six out here at this golf course. You don't need it.
No. It's not worth the extra club.
No.
Garrett, really nice touch there from the right side of the green.
That's so good.
That is two chips in a row inside a foot. That one is roughly 4 inches, if I don't miss my guess. Par three in a minute and 8 seconds. Nicely played by my guy, Garrett Holt.
Those feel almost like regular birdies in a regular round of golf, tapping in like that.
All right. If Scott can make a three here, that would be our first time all three of our featured speed golfers have played or have made par on the same hole.
Oh, well, I think we're going to have that.
Ooh. Oh. Yep. Beautiful tee shot from Scott, perfectly pin high, missed the 12-footer for birdie, taps it in for par in a minute two. And Scott, everybody's in the mix. Everyone actually is within 19 seconds of each other. That's how close this round one is. Love to see it. Hole seven is where we saw one of the all-time speed golf highlights when Nick Gooden hit it in the woods on the left, and then managed to blast a punch shot to 3 feet and drain it for a birdie. Would love to see another birdie, but he's got some tree trouble here. He's got to play a super high lob wedge from the right side.
That's the second safest place to play on this hole if you don't hit it down the fairway, I guess.
Yes.
It is a tough hole. It's only like 25 yards wide there.
Yeah, 372 uphill all the way and very tight landing area for your drive.
This green is extremely tilted from back to front as well. You can't
also
really
true.
See it in the camera angle, but
yeah. All right, Nick hits it to 3 feet from the green side, taps it in for par. That's a par four in 2 minutes and 17 seconds. Looking good, Nick Gooden. Garrett Holt on the tee. Nice camera angle.
Oh, yeah.
Right, Rob.
Yep. Up the middle, but cutting. Going to end up in the right rough there. And Garrett's got a decision on his hands. Is he going to play this low or high?
Oh.
I heard a click. I do not like that click, Nick.
Those are some rough limbs there. So some thick dead ones.
Has found the fairway on the left side here, probably 50 to 70 yards, looking to get up and down for a four. Clipped it nicely, but it was a little too hard. Now he's got a ticklish little downhill par putt here from the backside of the green.
Yeah, last year this is rolling off the front of the green.
Absolutely. Well, it looked to me like he just barely brushed that.
He really did.
But the distance was perfect. Left it to a foot. Man, Garrett's greenside play really keeping him in the tournament, despite spraying it off the tee a little bit. Scott Dolly, hybrid in hand. Now, I agree with the hybrid selection here, Nick.
Oh, 100%. Straighter the better.
Mm-hmm.
Even if you took six iron, and just to keep it, make sure it would work.
Mm-hmm. Looks like hybrid sand wedge for the director. Had to hit every bit of that sand wedge to get it there.
Sure did.
All right, and it's found the front edge of the green. This is the correct miss. Birdie chip from the front edge. Oh, it was aggressive.
Sure was.
But it's probably going to work out for him. About 3 to 4 feet to mop it up for the par.
Very nice par.
And he's done it. Par 4 in 2 minutes and 7 seconds. He trails Nick Gooden now by just 10 seconds. And Nick Gooden, perfectly even. He's plus 1 on golf, minus 1 minute exactly on against time par for a perfectly even par score. Not easy to do when you're talking about minutes and seconds here. Oh, and look at this camera angle.
Love it. That's standard practice now. Everyone has to run through
it
that
is.
When we play.
That's right. Hole 8, par 3, 153 yards with a lot of bunkering around the front edge. Nick has found it pin high on the fringe. Nearly rolled it in for the birdie there. Really nice touch. This guy is rolling. 3 pars in a row. Minute and 4 seconds there would be gets him 1 fire emoji on the time.
Such a machine. So fun to watch.
All right. And Scott Dolly now leading Garrett Holt by a minute, but he thinks he's found the bunker. Oh, short of the bunker, a real blessing, although I don't know what the rules were in this tournament about bunker raking. Played that softly, looked to land it in the fringe. This was a touchy shot. And Scott, yeah. Nicely played there, about 2 feet to mop it up for the par.
Yeah, that's really nice.
It's a 3 in a minute and 6 seconds. Trails Nick Gooden by just 11 seconds. Here we go.
I did not see it. Maybe short.
Garrett Holt looking to recover after the bogey on the par 4 7th. He has found the back of the green here, got about 25 feet, I would say, looking to two putt.
Oh,
really nice touch yet again.
Three.
Nice 3, Garrett Holt, 3 in a minute and 15 seconds. Trails Nick Gooden by a minute 19.
These guys are flying. They're scrambling so good, so well.
Mm-hmm. Right. Although, let's see, we're at, Nick Gooden finished hole 8 in 18 minutes and 19 seconds. You know where Rob Hogan would be?
14.
He'd be on hole 11, I think.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. He was there in 14 minutes. He finished the first 9 in
front
18.
Front 9 in 16 and change. Yeah.
17 minutes.
All right. Nick Gooden, a big wide par 5 here on the 9th. Nick Gooden took advantage of that width. He was all the way toward the heather on the right side.
Sure did.
Second shot has landed him, I would say, about 50 yards short. Going to be looking to play a nice soft lob wedge from the rough here. Tough to stop this ball.
This is a tough green. It is. It's pretty tiny. It's one of the smaller ones on the course, I think.
Small and domed, and you're normally hitting a pretty long club in because it's par 5.
Exactly.
All right, really nicely played there. That's going to be a tap in five in 2 minutes, 58 seconds. All right, Nick Gooden is a one over par 36 on the front nine in 21 minutes, 34 seconds. Very nice effort. Scott Dully hanging out on the tee, watching this golf ball.
It's not a great sign.
Oh, left right here near the road. He's searching for the ball. Oh, no. He has dropped a ball. That was out of bounds.
I've been there a few times, unfortunately. Yep.
Well, and as our longtime viewers know, you don't go back to the tee and replay it in speed golf. You just drop it and play everything as a lateral hazard. Lost ball, out of bounds, anything. Crocodile ate it. It's all just a lateral.
Yeah.
No crocodiles in Missouri.
Just drop and go.
Yep. All right, so that was Scott playing his fourth shot there from short of the green. He is now on the green with, let's say, an 18-footer for par. Going to be lucky to make a bogey here. Going to be expecting a bogey, I should say. Not an amazing putt there. 3 feet, clean it up. Six. All right, bogey six for Scott Dolly in 3 minutes and 1 second. 38 on the front nine for Scott. He trails Nick Gooden by a minute 11. Garrett Holt could make up a shot here. 5 wood in hand. Probably 5 wood, 5 wood, I would think, for Garrett.
Perfect.
Good
he
shot.
Likes it.
Yeah. It's just incredible watching these guys 1 and 3 over and going, well, they're not playing their A-plus game.
Yeah. I know. Good. This is why I'm not on camera here, Nick.
Same. But to go back to my 3 wood with Garrett hitting his third shot up there from about 50, about everybody's hitting about the same shot there. I take the 3 wood because I'm negating teeing it up, so I'm not wasting those 2 or 3 seconds 14 times. And the 3 wood gives me a little bit more utility trying to hit par fives and two. I don't hit deck driver very well.
Yep. So. Same. And I like the 3 wood because you can play it off the deck. Although I've done the math and I feel like,
oh my gosh,
lips out the par putt, Garrett Holt. And that's a 6 in 3 minutes and 2 seconds, 38 on the front nine. That would be plus 3. And Nick Gooden, your leader through nine, the only one under par, although Scott Dolly trails by just over a minute. Shaping up to be a good one here in Springfield. I've done the math on the on teeing it up versus not, and at least for me, it looks to me to be about 2 to 3 minutes you save over the course of a round not teeing it up, and I am very confident I gain more than 2 shots from teeing it up because not that consistent hitting it off the deck.
Yeah. That's a really good shot there to the green. Come Excellent on, break
shot by
ball.
Nick Gooden.
Break. How does that not drop?
I don't get it. But a par 3 on the 10th hole. Now, I have a pet theory that Nick Gooden has sort of confirmed, which is that, you know, he had such a hot start in that U.S. Open on the same golf course, shot 32 on the front nine, and then just completely fell apart on the back nine. And my pet theory is that he was gassed after going too hard on the transition from 9 to 10. The transition from 9 to 10 is like 300 yards all uphill. And it's especially because you're on pavement, it's super easy to go too hard.
Oh,
just missed the birdie putt there downhill from Scott Dolly, but ran it a little bit by. Got about 5-6 feet here. Comebacker for the par.
Oh my gosh.
Just burns the edge. That's a four. Careless four for Scott Dolly.
That's the third or fourth one that has just burned the edge right there like that for Scott.
Mm-hmm.
But Horton Smith, it is deceptively tilted. The whole course sits at kind of an angle, and the holes look flat, but you're running a little bit more hill than you realize, and it catches up to you by about 13 or 14. If you're not in great shape, you start really feeling it.
Agreed. Long birdie putt here for Garrett Holt. See him drain another one. All right. Really nice touch. Around the greens, man, that's been really the highlight of Garrett's game. all around this golf course. A three on hole 10 makes up a stroke on the director. And now Scott trails Nick Gooden by 2 minutes and 6 seconds. Garrett trails by 2 minutes, 20 seconds. It is a tight one here. Now, this is the almost drivable par 4 11th. You have to take it over the trees on the right side.
Almost drivable. Nick, hold my driver.
Oh, yeah. Oh, Nick has found, he found the little marshy spot, but he's just going to play it. Yellow stakes or not.
There's a couple giant rocks there, too.
Yeah, it looks that way. Dug it out with a lob wedge. Didn't, all right. I mean, tough from the lie he was in. So he is now putting back, let's call it about 20 feet for the birdie here.
Yeah, he goes for this green every time. No question.
Hit your driver like he does. That's an easy decision. All right, a four in 2 minutes and 10 seconds. Nobody but Nick Gooden is disappointed with a four on that hole, except perhaps the director, Scott Dolly, on the tee right now. Driver in hand, trailing Nick by a couple.
Go.
No comment from the director. Looking in yet another marshy area, has not found it, is just dropping a ball here. So going to be hitting three. And this is, this is your worst case scenario. Doesn't happen often. But yeah, hitting three from, looked like about 40 yards. Yeah.
The tee box, and one of the other holes over there. Mm-hmm. Almost a landing area.
Oh, and poor contact there. Has left it way short. That's a very uncharacteristic miss for Scott. All right, really making a mess of this 11th hole. That was the fourth. That means this is a bogey putt coming up from, what is this, about 20 feet. All right, good effort there from Scott. Tap in for the double in 2 minutes and 19 seconds. And, suddenly trailing Nick Gooden by four minutes and 12 seconds.
Uncharacteristic.
Garrett Holt.
Oh, way right.
On the tee, 5 wood in hand, way three, right, three. He says. Sounded like good contact. And if it's as far right as he claims, then there should be an angle in.
Yeah, if you get all the way to that tee box. I've never been that far right, so I don't.
Yet another ball being dropped here in that marshy area on the right side.
Just got to keep it low, straight through there. Field goal.
Yep. Yeah, this is a little 7-iron punch,
roughly.
Oh, he did
pretty good, though, sounds like.
Yeah, he looked like he was pleased with that effort. All right, still a bit short of the green.
I'm normally on that net left.
So this is
going to
be his fourth. Yeah, looking to get up and down for the bogey. Oh, hated it. He pulled it to the left and ditching his clubs in preparation for 12T, still has 12 feet or so, I would say, to convert this bogey. All right, that is two double bogeys for our featured speed golfers. Three turtles for Garrett Holt. Sorry, my guy.
Oh, man, that's tough. That almost makes me want to hit iron down the fairway next time I play it.
I just really think that if you play this hole 1,000 times, driver is the right play. But yeah, boy, both Garrett and Scott got burned. Nick Gooden really taking advantage there. He leads by four. He leads Scott by four. This is the par 3 12th, the infamous par 3 12th, where Nick accrued a horrific penalty stroke in the U.S. Open, and where Rob Hogan had one of the funniest moments with that ridiculous pin placement, where he hit what looked like a perfect lag putt, and then it rolled back for, I'm trying not to exaggerate, it rolled back for 20 seconds.
Yes, yeah, that was a tough, there's a ridge that runs through the middle in the front of the green.
All right, that's a bogey four for Nick Gooden. Little three putt from the back fringe there. Uncharacteristic for Nick, but he can suddenly afford to make a bogey here. Scott Dolly on the tee. This is the par 3 12th, 138 yards.
Yeah, bogey's a tough break on this hole. It's one of the shortest.
It's pretty gettable, you know, unless you're in one of those bunkers. Scott, just short of the green. This is a good miss.
Oh, 100%. That's that.
Oh. And he chips it to about 4 inches.
I was going to say, that's chip-inable. That's in his wheelhouse for sure.
Absolutely. And look at that, two fire emojis. It means he's 30 seconds under time par on this hole. Garrett Holt on the tee, trailing Nick Gooden by 5.
Oh, big fade. Wait.
Looking to make a 3 here on the par 3, 12th.
Just on the lip
of the
bunker?
Very same spot as Nick Gooden. Yeah, it's on the back left of this green, putting out of the fringe.
That should drop. Man, that should have dropped a lot further right, I would have expected.
I thought so, too. About 4 or 5 feet to clean up the par here.
Oh,
he thought he had it. He saw he stepped it in. But that is a bogey 4 for Garrett Holt. And he still trails Nick by 5 minutes.
Man, these greens aren't the most undulated you've ever seen, but there's some subtle breaks.
They're subtle.
Yeah.
They're subtle. All right, hole 13, a gettable par 5, especially when you hit the ball like Nick Gooden does. Plenty of room in the driving area. You just don't want to lose it left. And he has not. That looks like a cut starting up the right side and bleeding back into the middle. Now he's found the right rough, sorry. But I would presume 7-iron or perhaps pitching wedge in hand for Nick. Oh, yeah, that was a soft swing there.
To get to this thing in 2, a soft pitching wedge? Who is this, Kyle Berkshire?
I think it was a soft 7. I'm guessing a soft 7. All right,
that's
this
incredible.
Is an eagle putt.
Oh, that's a nice easy tap in birdie, though.
Tap in birdie for Nick Gooden. 2 minutes and 53 seconds. This guy is rolling right now. Although, like you said, Nick, the end of this golf course can eat you alive. And part of it, you mentioned the subtle hills. One of the things that I noticed about this course is that it's over a dome. So you're hitting every tee shot effectively blind. You never see where it comes down. So that can lead to lost balls. It can lead to wasted time, too.
Oh, 100%. And you know as well as I do that seconds matter in this sport more often than not.
Come right, just hold. Please.
30. Scott Dolly looking a little tired there. Took just a second to talk to the ball before he took off running again. Eagle putt from the back of the green.
Well, that
he was
popped
about 150
off.
Yards out. Yeah, he hit that one a bit too hard.
This now green is like it's a bowl. Everything rolls down towards that center area, and it's way speedier than I'd like it to be every year, every time I play it.
His ball dropped into a ball mark. You saw another element of the unique rules of speed golf there, where he marked it with his putter while he repaired the ball mark and then replaced the ball. But that rolls it in, birdie 4 in 3 minutes and 9 seconds, a much-needed birdie for Scott, who is certainly looking to keep pace with Nick Gooden. Garrett Holt on the tee. What were you going to say?
I was going to say that extra couple of seconds with him marking that ball mark and hitting that putt paid off.
Absolutely. Garrett from the fairway. 5-iron again. Came off low and cutting. That looked like a perfect line to me. Oh, well. Count me as absolutely wrong. He's in a bush making the most awkward swing I've ever seen.
Oh, no.
No. It only moved a foot.
Wow. Had some loft on it. That's a tough break right there. I don't think
so unfortunate.
Lost count. So hitting 5 here. Nice little soft hands. Check up. Now he's got that for bogey.
Yep, this is for bogey. Realistically looking to two putt this for double. Oh, I was about to say, unless we see some more Garrett Holt magic here.
Another one of those incredible saves. Yeah, that's a tough break on one of those.
Put that for double. Only 3 minutes, 11 seconds. But yeah, a rough stretch for Garrett with a double and then a bogey and then yet another double. And that's the sort of thing that can happen to you at Horton Smith. Golf course feels straightforward until it comes and bites you. Nick Gooden, your leader through 13, leads Scott Dolly by 3 minutes and 8 seconds.
Right, 13 fairway.
All right. Nick pulled the ever-loving crap out of that golf ball, finds himself on 13 fairway, really an ideal position. He's just going to be hitting lob wedge here, I would think.
That's not bad from there, really. That's wide open.
Really good spot.
Just a little extra couple of seconds on the run.
To fly it over that mound on the right side, but he's done so. He's in the fringe, looking to two putt for par.
Yeah, that's not a bad lead from there. Just trickled up on the green.
Boy, and perfect. The fringes here are fuzzy, and I've been really impressed at how all three of these golfers have navigated the fuzzy fringe. Their putting touch, I think, has been, certainly better than mine would be from those kind of spots. Director Scott Dolly on the tee, hybrid in hand here. I feel like this is a driver hole. I don't know what's going on.
Yeah, we'll have to ask him about that decision.
Yeah. I guess it is a hybrid and then a full sand wedge.
He's trying to hit certain numbers, 120, 115 off the tee, I guess.
Yeah, I think he wanted a full swing, maybe so he could spin it. Although with the amount of crust he has on that golf club, there's no spin happening here. All right, found himself just short of the green. Oh, close to being a really good chip, about 4 feet to mop up the par here. He walked over his line. You saw that, right?
Oh, yeah.
And I was wrong. That is 7 feet. But no problem for the director, Drano. 2 minutes and 13 seconds on that par. And absolutely essential for keeping pace with Nick Gooden. Scott still trails by 2 minutes, 55 seconds.
There we go. Come on, be kind. Go left.
Garrett likes that one.
Calling for it to draw just a little. On the tee at the
14th. Although, yeah, it looks like he's having to pitch it. Oh, and it. He was caught yet another branch. Garrett, I feel like, has been really unlucky with this tree trouble. He's had a few good shots that have gotten interrupted by a limb.
Yeah, for the most part, this course is wide open, but you can get a couple of tough breaks.
Absolutely.
There's a few other furry bushes that like to eat balls coming up.
All right, Garrett looking to two putt for a bogey, has successfully done so. All right, now Garrett is suddenly trailing by 9 minutes. That's what those bogeys and doubles can do to you there. And Nick, while we're waiting for hole 15 to start, I was hoping that we could talk about the Speed Golf World Championships. Now there are a few golfers, myself included, who have decided in the extremely likely event that I don't qualify for the world for Team USA, I'm still going to Japan. Are you one of those golfers, or are you not ready to commit just yet?
Oh, 100%. I'm trying to commit. I want to be there. I want to see the action. Visit Japan, a great opportunity, and see the best speed golfers in the world compete at the highest level. I mean, the sport has been taken off the last couple years. The top guys and gals playing are incredible. Whether I'm playing or not, I want to watch it live.
Absolutely. All right, that was a real nice four from Nick Gooden there. A little disappointing, I'm sure, for him. He was looking for birdie. Scott Dolly, I don't think I'm offending him when I say sucking wind right now on the 15th tee here at Horton Smith. Hole 15, par 4, 409 here.
Yeah, he's on an absolute crusade right now in his fitness game. So this is not the Scott you're going to see in 2024 and leading up to Worlds.
Yeah, He started running on November 15th, 2023, with the intention of running 365 consecutive days leading up to the World Championships. And so far he's done so. He's at 110 and counting, I think. Birdie putt there for the director. Oh,
nice.
Huge birdie there for Scott Dolly in 2 minutes. Suddenly reeling in Nick Gooden, trails by just a minute and 24 seconds.
That was a fantastic shot into that green. Seven feet.
Garrett Holt on the tee, looking to get off the bogey train.
Left rough.
He's going to find himself in the left rough. And now, Nick, I know it was just reviewed on the New Speed Golf Baby podcast, but we should go ahead and talk about the Team USA qualifying points system. Super unfortunate that we have a capped field or a limited field at the World Championships, although I can understand it. You know, you're in the Northern Hemisphere in November. There's just only so much daylight you can have, so there are only so many speed golfers we can accommodate. That means Team USA only gets 10 spots, and of course, we're going to be sending a women's team, we're going to be sending a senior team, and we'll be sending some golfers from the Open division. Garrett Holt here for par.
Oh, almost scrambled for another
just
one.
Burns the edge. That's another bogey. Five bogeys or doubles in a row for Garrett. Tough stretch of golf holes there. Anyway, we just announced the qualification system, and we just announced that Nick Evans sits in sixth place, just two back from qualifying for Worlds. Obviously, a lot of speed golf to be played. How do you honestly evaluate your chances?
I'm definitely on the bubble, and honestly, I'm one of those type of guys that if I'm playing on a basketball team and I injure my ankle, I'm going to sit out if there's a guy that's better able. If my golf game and for some reason I'm not feeling it, I'm right on the bubble, I would sit out for somebody like a Nick Gooden to make it in other than me. But if I can get my fitness to where it's respectable and I can represent the United States to the best of my abilities, and I'm all for it. I just want the best team and the best players to be competing in that field, whether I'm playing or not, I'd love to.
Mm-hmm. But absolutely, and that was just six fours in a row there for our guy Nick Gooden. He is he's cruising right now, he leads Scott Dolly by a minute and a half roughly. But I'm in the very same boat you are, which is I want the USA to field an excellent team. And the person who is not currently in the top four, who I strongly expect to be, is Wes Cupp. And there's one good reason for that, which is Wes is an excellent speed golfer. The second good reason for that, Nick, is that the U.S. Speed Golf Open, three rounds are going to be in his hometown. So, I mean, we know Wes Cupp shows up in Rome, New York. And so I'm expecting him to post some at least two extremely good rounds there in Rome for the U.S. Open.
Oh, absolutely. Scott, Wes, Jason Hawkins, those three guys for sure. Nick Gooden, if he can make it. He's he's always dangerous. I mean, the guy can shoot 5, 6, 7 under par if he gets hot. So that's
those are clearly the favorites. Yeah, those are clearly the favorites. But at this time, it is my obligation to remind our viewers and listeners that we're looking for the next great American speed golfer. If you know somebody who can play close to level par golf and who can run fast, we want to introduce them to the beautiful sport of speed golf. We can get them sponsors exemptions to the U.S. Tour majors so that they can have their fair shot at qualifying for the World Championships and representing the red, white, and blue. So if you know that person, please, just show them this broadcast. Show them that they can compete, and let's see if we can get them playing in one of these events. Oh, Garrett nearly gets up and down from the sand.
Whew. This is a little 360 to hit that one off.
Wow. Yeah, he looks frustrated right now.
Yeah, we're looking for the new upcoming generation to start playing speed golf, especially here in the United States. Some other parts of the world have, New Zealand speed golf. Their National Golf Association is a part of the speed golf community there. So there's courses everywhere across the islands mm-hmm. that are playing. It's fantastic to see. But we're all a bunch of old farts trying to compete against some of the best in the world. Like Jamie Reed, was he 27, 28?
I think he's 32, but
he?
I mean,
I thought he was late 20s, but regardless, you know,
he's in his athletic prime.
You and I are at the younger age of most of the guys that are out here playing.
Mm-hmm.
So,
well, right. And why am I so confident I'm going to Japan? It's because it's my 40th birthday present to myself.
Fantastic. That is awesome. Clean that up nice and easy.
It couldn't. That would be
another par.
Seven fours in a row for Nick Gooden.
Keeping it consistent.
Highly consistent. This is the 17th, a dogleg left, perfectly fit Nick Gooden's shot shape. Also fits Scott Dolly's shot shape. And I'll tell you, I agree with the hybrid off the tee here. There is a gigantic bush on the right side that is well within driver reach. So I think the hybrid here is a nice, safe choice. Par 4, 371, definitely reachable. He's playing hybrid sand wedge here.
Yeah, keeping it short of that bush. It doesn't bounce out. It bounces in and just mm-hmm. disappears.
Yep. Training or anything?
For me, no. Yeah. This is my training once a year. Scott Dolly. Breaking world records.
That's awesome.
I see good signs today, you know? Keep it going for a while. A couple good putts here. Come on.
Scott, positive self-talk. Love to hear it.
Oh, turn ball.
He almost dropped that one for birdie. Going to mop that up for a fast four. He still trails Nick Gooden by a minute and a half going in to the 18th here at Horton Smith. Garrett Holt on the schneid. Just one good tee shot. That's what we're looking for.
The knees are weak and the arms are heavy. Definitely getting to that point in the round.
Vomit on his sweater already?
Yeah. Hope not. I haven't yet.
No.
First year of Kentucky almost did. Glen Oaks is a beast.
Yeah, I did as well. I was a sopping wet.
Yeah.
All right. Tough little chip there. That was a sneaky one because it was running away from him and he had to carry it onto the green. He got fringe boosted there. Left him, looks like, about 7 feet there for the par. One-handed effort. Nearly there.
Now those are tough for me to chip with my 52 degree.
Yes. Yeah, the nice thing about a 52 degree is you can reach from, I don't know, somewhere near 130 yards. The unfortunate one part would be tough to hit the high soft one. All right. Nick Gooden leads by a minute and a half. Hole 18 here at Horton Smith.
Right rough.
Aim at that
Likes
tower.
The drive. Right rough.
We're wasting time. I'm dropping.
Oh.
Oh, that's tough.
All right. He spent a long time looking. Has to take a drop. Oh, that's got to be so frustrating for him. Nick couldn't spend an inordinate amount of time looking for this golf ball.
Well, that's tough on the last hole. It's wide open over there for the most part.
Yep. All right, long par putt here. Oh, goodness. Still left himself a tester for the bogey. Can he convert? Does not. And that's going to be a double bogey in 3 minutes and 11 seconds. Triple turtles for Nick Gooden. Oh, tough way to end the round. He's got to be so disappointed there. That's a 73 in 45 minutes, 58 seconds. He was on track for, 72 in 43. Very disappointing finish for the Southpaw from Springfield. Scott Dolly, all of a sudden, with a chance to regain the lead through 18, did not expect this just one hole ago.
Right in the middle of the fairway from about 100 out.
Yep.
Oh, perfect spot.
Oh, my gosh. Hey, does this spot look familiar to you, Nick Evans?
It's a little closer, actually.
Yep.
Turn in, baby.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, man.
He thought he had the birdie just like when he set the world record. But that is a plus 474 in 43 minutes and 14 seconds. That is going to edge him just ahead of Nick Gooden by virtue of that par.
Wow.
I think down the middle, maybe right.
Yeah.
A little frustrated with the game, but the result is first place going into round two.
Incredible. Garrett Holt again threatened by the tree. Please no clicks here.
Big fade, come on.
He looking to play the cut there. He's found himself on the left side of the green. This is quite upable, downable, especially with how we've seen Garrett playing greenside so far.
Oh, and home court rules. He knows this golf course.
Certainly does. Let's see a par four finish here for Garrett Holt. Two hands on the putter.
Got it.
Oh, perfect. Dead center. You love to see it. It's an 82 in 47 minutes and 32 seconds. Nice effort for Garrett. Very tough on that back nine, Nick Evans.
Yeah, that was a tough stretch of holes, but he finished strong and in Garrett's spirits like he always does.
Absolutely. Hey, that's going to do it for your round one coverage of the Missouri Speed Golf Open. Sorry, the 2023 much delayed Missouri Speed Golf Open. We appreciate every one of you who tunes in and watches these events or listens to them on the podcast. You can find Nick Evans at Pink Streak Speed Golf on both Instagram and YouTube. I strongly encourage you to hit him up for, like I said, the best behind the scenes speed golf content in the game. Nick, what do you want to remind the viewers and listeners about?
Well, this weekend, we have our first Indy Speed Golf tournament. I'll have footage coming up this weekend. It should be fun. Got about 15 guys. And other than that, we're just all looking forward to training up and getting to our first event in May 26th and 27th. This year's Missouri Speed Golf Open, the 10th annual event. Can you believe that? I've been playing for a decade out there in Springfield, Missouri.
10 years of speed golf at Horton Smith. You'll love to see it. All right. Well, again, that's going to do it for us over here. Until next time, keep it in the short grass. Bye-bye.
Thanks, Adam. Speed golf, baby. Let's go.
Let's go. All right, speed golf family, we got to hit the road. Thanks, as always, to producer Nico, who puts the finishing touches on these episodes. We hope you're feeling tired but satisfied after today's effort, that you're fired up about speed golf, too, that you'll join us next time for round two of the Missouri Speed Golf Open. Don't forget to subscribe to Speed Golf Baby on YouTube, and until next time, keep it in the short grass. Bye.
Speed golf, baby. Let's go.